At last he was up in the land of spells. In it were all kinds of curious little shops and stalls. All kinds of people sold spells. In some of the shops sat tall wizards, famous for magic. In some of them were green-eyed witches making spells as fast as they could. Outside in the marketplace sat all kinds of fairy folk at their stalls. Pixies, gnomes, goblins, elves, all crying their wares at the top of their voices. "Spell to make a crooked nose straight!" cried one pixie, rattling a yellow box in which were magic pills. "Spell to grow blue daffodils!" cried a gnome, showing a bottle of blue juice. "Spell to make cats sing!" cried another gnome. Joe could hardly believe his ears. How queer! Who would want to make cats sing? "Now, we must just see if we can possibly find a spell to make you stand up straight again," said Moonface. And he went into a little low shop in which sat a strange goblin. The goblin had blue pointed ears and his eyes sparkled as if they had fireworks in them. "I want a spell," said Moonface.
"What for?" asked the goblin. "I've got a spell for everything under the sun in my shop. Very powerful spells too, some of them. Would you like a spell to send you travelling straight off to the moon?"
"Oh, no, thank you," said Moonface at once. "I know I look like the man in the moon with my big round face, but I'm nothing at all to do with the moon, really.